During the trial, Silver's lawyers argued that the government failed to prove that there was a quid pro quo between the former speaker's arrangements with a cancer doctor to provide him referrals for a class action lawsuit and state-funded research grants awarded to the doctor. The defense argued that there was also no actual proof of bribery when Silver profited from work done by a tax law firm that had as a client a major real estate developer that was in turn seeking favors from the state. Albany Law School professor Vince Bonventre says he analyzed the government's case and also initially believed that the absence of a smoking gun weakened the prosecution's arguments.
A week or so ago, I would have said that the government certainly did not prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. That is, they didn't prove the actual bribery or kickback under the law.
But he says the jury did not seem to be deterred by lack of proof of an actual quid pro quo through an email, for instance. And Bonventre says that should worry the former state Senate leader Dean Skelos. He is currently on trial in federal court, also on corruption charges.
If I was Dean Skelos, I would be very frightened at this particular point, because I think if anything, the Sheldon Silver case shows that the people in New York are angry. These jurors were obviously very, very angry. And in Dean Skelos's case, there's actually some hard evidence, right? I mean, you've got these conversations. I mean, these conversations are almost not to be believed, the kinds of things that are being said in them.
Federal prosecutors wiretap calls between Senator Skelos and his son, Adam. Skelos is accused of using his political influence to obtain jobs and other perks for his son. Both former leaders were charged with breaking the federal theft of honest services law. Silver's lawyers are likely to appeal on grounds that the law is flawed. A former New York Senate leader, Joe Bruno, saw his conviction overturned when the U.S. Supreme Court revoked part of the honest services law. That was under an appeal brought by former Enron executive Jeffrey Skilling. Bonventre says that could potentially happen again. He says Silver's corruption case could possibly end up in the nation's highest court and be another test case for the honest services statute, because, he says, a number of Supreme Court justices don't like the honest services law.
In the Skilling case, we narrowed it so it only applies to bribery and kickbacks. Let us make it clear what we mean by bribery and kickbacks. We don't just mean, and we cannot mean, ordinary politics in a democratic society.
Silver's attorneys argued unsuccessfully to the jury that the former assembly speaker's deals, in which he made over $4 million, were simply business as usual in the legislature. Silver was expelled from the legislature for being convicted of a felony. One day after, he filed for his pension. Under current rules, lawmakers who are convicted felons are still allowed to collect their pensions. Governor Cuomo and the legislature announced back in March that they had agreed on a process to change the state's constitution to revoke the pensions of legislators who are convicted of crimes, but the assembly never actually approved the deal, offering an alternative bill instead. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.